Yes, we're going to promote it as, do you need a neighbor gift? Do you need something fun to do for the holidays? Are you tired of turkey and stuffing and would like something? So what I need all of you to do is promote and advocate and send it beyond my range. This is great for your entire, you can send it to your entire company to say, does anybody need pizza dough and help a kid, build a kid and do that. And Sherry's got a fun idea that we might even attach to those who buy a tag, like we thought you might need a little more dough this season. You know, something about that. Go ahead, John.
Who can get four large pizzas for $5?
Right. Who can get four large pizzas for $5? And that's actually four pizzas in each bag. So it's 20 pizzas in those bags. So take it, try it, because I thought if you all saw it and tried it, that it would make you a better ambassador for our next fundraiser. So those are for you, and happy holidays. All right, let's start right with.
Do you have any here? Yeah, I
I have what's here. I have those last, how many are over there? But if you want to stop by my office today, I have boxes of it at my.
Make it easier. Have them email Ginger. I do. And tell them how many you want, and she'll coordinate the pickup and the payment.
Email me, I'll bring it to you. Just let me know.
But I have literally a cart of them at the office. So if you're heading back towards Farmington, stop by and you can purchase them today. Huh? If you can wait till Monday, we'll have even more at the office. The intent of this is you will order them, and then John was great to let us store them at his warehouse versus pulling them where I oftentimes have mice. So we're storing them at his, and it'll be the week of the 10th of December that you can stop by between noon and 5, drive by, pick them up, and we'll do that, and then if they don't, they can come to our office. So that's the week we're looking at distributing and advertising next week, distributing the following. But for all of you here, if you let me know how many you want, we'll go over to the warehouse, pick them up, and have them at the office for you first thing Monday morning. But there you go. Help us blow through, 13,000 of these, and we'll raise some money for kids.
Some
go till September. They're kind of all over the place, but they're current.
This one's March.
It's awesome to have a cute tag. Awesome to have a cute tag that says Joe, but then also said, this is helping a child.
Oh, we'll put that on the card. Great idea, Angie. We'll do that. No? Okay. We're ready to go. I'm going to start back here in the corner where I would like you to share two or three big ideas that were captured here, just so we all get to hear what each other had to say. I've got people that collected around, and we'll be revisiting this over and over.
All right, speaking here. Right there. Okay, this is terrible.
I'm actually really terrible at public speaking.
I'm not terrible.
Okay. I mean, you guys are great. Okay, so we said with the board with communication, the best thing for us is calendar invites and email. And then parents, we all kind of liked different things as parents. So social media, email, using a catchy subject line so you know exactly what's in the email so you know if you want to open it or not. If you have like a text service that's an opt-in, they were thinking, but only use it twice a month max, otherwise people will opt out. And then communication from this principal or the teacher is the best. That's usually the ones we'll open, or like the peach trees or things like that, because it's just like an ad. And so trying to get it within the principal's like, and which we put down here, so if they prefer it, so on. Oh, right here. So make sure that the principals have space in their like newsletters that they're sending for foundation information. So having like a positive message or one of the videos or something in there. And then let's see. All right, so board engagement. Maybe limit the amount of asks that we have to do or things that we have to do, because it might feel overwhelming some months. And then
every month
to some people. Just take that with okay. And then using testimonials or videos of the testimonials of all the great things that you're doing is really impactful. Creating short reels for TikToks, because a lot of our parents are younger than the people in this room. So getting current with what they're actually looking at, and just show the joy infiltrate our city groups. So if you're in any city groups, if you see positive things that are happening, be like, hey, did you see what's happening at our school? And it will mean more when it comes from school that's in the community that you're advertising in the community of the awesome things that the board is doing or that our schools are doing, that we're just sharing lots of positive things, because a lot of times we only hear about negative things in the book. And then identify, this is Oliver's. I want to make him explain the three types thing, because that is your idea.
I just think, you know, when we talk about board engagement, we have to talk about three different types. You know, you have your big donors that just want to make an impact. You have corporate donors that want to be in their corporations want to be engaged in the school district, and then you have community members that just want to make an impact in schools. So I think that it's a different way to engage all three. You just have to think through those. I see how you did this. We just had a little conversation. You know, for the last few years, we've been focused heavily on taking care of the kid that is in need. I think there's a really important piece to say. Public schools also educate at the highest level, and it's we need to help our schools educate at the highest levels too. Right? So we need to, and that impacts all kids. So I think finding a way to do that would be maybe one of the next big things.
I just had an incredible meeting about Catalyst 2.0. And if you think building the teen centers was a big project, hold on tight. So that was a great lead-in to know that there's some interest from this board in that area. Okay, who's speaking here? Miss Erica?
Do I have to stand? Okay, so I'm going to talk about it. So for board communication, we agree we all like the calendar invites, and we feel like the frequency is good. Maybe include a quarterly calendar, something maybe a little more. The paper is great still, but maybe something more digital that we can look back to. We all prefer email. But maybe explore a generic foundation inbox or sender, because sometimes we're like, who did that come from? I can't find it.
All right, I like that. Yeah. Okay. That's a really good idea. So you know where the foundation stuff is? Yeah. Great idea.
Parents, just all of the above. Use every single touch point you possibly can, and like they said, utilizing the school communication channels. And for me as a parent, paper still works. Sending it home in the backpack is still an effective way. I know it's old school, but and donors, we had a great conversation on utilizing board connections and some LinkedIn and, you know, audience metrics and things of that nature. Engaged, we love this. We love this more workshop time and talking to each other and exploring ideas. And next big thing, we talked so much about the other stuff, we didn't get to that.
It's all right. We'll come back to the next big thing.
Okay. The team made me the spokesperson, which... did everything digitally, so we didn't write on our paper, dang it. Okay, so we talked a lot about...
That's a constant war in our minds. Mm-hmm. What you just saw was a generational divide. I have paper and sticky notes. She's got a digital
divide. I typed it
all.
It's good. It works, right?
It works.
Yes. We work very well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we loved the Hope video. We like text with links because it gets you there fast. The message hit home with the Hope video because of how it was shown, the way that it was shown. We like electronic messaging because it makes it personable. We also, from like the corporate point of view, want something that we can share with the company that will move people, because then it gets the whole company involved, and then it can move national. So like, if it's something that is local but can also be seen on a national view, like they like that. As a board, they like email text. As parents, they like email text. When they're working with donors, they like a physical card. They like it signed with ink by people, not printed.
The thank you card especially.
They'd like to do like a digital newsletter that's quarterly that someone could sign up for with this link. So like if someone comes to Dan and says, I saw you on the news, he says, great, here's something, text this number, blah, 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 that will get you on the like immediate, so then they get this text right back that says, you are now on our quarterly newsletter. They want updates to everything, because we've done so many big things. Now we want the second part, like how it's working, seeing the positive stuff. Love the gala and the golf videos, Scott. Great job. Let's see, we did that. Immediate text with the newsletter, we did that. If it's good, then, like if the messaging is good, then corporations will send it on beyond just locally, which also allows them to have clout when they're asking for more money because more people have seen it. We are wondering if we can capture all of the people who buy junior high on Amazon and email them. If we can put our partner charities on our website to give us more clout, because who did you say just did that?
Well, the church, when they announced their giving machines this year, they made a list of all the charities that are in their machines.
So, like,
I thought, what a fantastic way to show the good that you're doing.
That we're working with Larry Miller. We're working with all of these things. Our next big thing was TLC Down South, and then how can we synthesize help down to elementary schools, because that's hard, because teenagers can say things to you or you can recognize things that maybe a younger child you can't. And we talked about, can we develop a stronger program of corporations sponsoring elementary schools? And that's where we go. Not
going to
do it again, so.
Okay, I lost.
All of it. Too much here, but he's going to simplify it.
Okay. All right, communication. We got calendar invites. A lot of people talk about that. We're going back and forth with text, and I think a lot of people use text as like instant communication that you need to respond to, so that's kind of hard, but it's just reminders, at least for me personally. I know a lot of people use like groupie threads, so that way you know it's like on a thread. I know the teams were using that, like the girl team used it with my daughter and stuff like that. So it's just an idea throwing out there. Surveys as a communication thing to get information back. As long as they're short, we don't need 50 questions. The surveys we usually get, I feel like, have been good. So that's awesome. Okay, so don't go over our meetings, which we're trying on. Thank you. And okay, you were talking about this. Oh. Was this supposed to go somewhere else? On the,
probably.
Okay. Yeah.
What we've done, I did, she had her simulations to show us and parents what these homeless kids go through. The actual process of the pain they go through to get anything done. If we could understand that process, I think it really helped us.
It's like a communication.
They just did one of those yesterday. Yeah. Well, that's what Tammy did a month ago. Yeah, they just did a big simulation with a whole group of people to say how hard it is. Let me tell you some stories. I'm working with inner city outdoors.
Yeah, and she was, and Tammy was talking about a step up, because we have the video of the girl, you know, and she's working and in the car, but like the parents, like what they're going through on just like getting places, and they don't have an ID, or like all these different stuff happens to them. So, okay, board. Initial orientation, when you come onto the board, kind of more orientation time on all the things we're doing, because we're doing so many things. Some of us, it took a while to kind of permeate. Carrie and I said it was about 5 years until you feel like you're settling in what's going on. So.
That's why you stay for a long time.
Yeah.
Life learning process.
We talked about a reminder system for bigger events, and I think we do get some texts and emails, so at least the executive board does. But you know, and if we did some kind of group meeting thread, that would be a good place for that as well. As an idea, but no automated calls. That was my idea. I don't miss those now that my daughter graduated. So, okay. Motivators. Okay, so when we have motivation, they want graphics and condensed digital media, something with like a hook and then a link, but not all the information up front, so it doesn't get too much. Kind of like this card is like an example.
Not embedded to our company.
Yeah, not an embedded QR code, you can't click.
Yes.
So, or if he has the QR code, make sure there is a link you can click, just in case it's on your phone, because you can't view your phone with your phone. So, those are always hard. Okay. Text, copy, email, subject. Okay, yeah, just like simple emails. And then next big thing, what was this?
Okay, so I had something that actually popped up yesterday for my kids' junior high. It literally says, it's this short, if you can read it, but it says PTA concession donations. That's all it says in the title. One link, and it says, good morning, if you're able to help with concession during home games, please sign up for the above form. That was it. It took me 2 seconds to go into the sign up genius to pop what I was going to do. It needs to be that short, or you're going to lose anyone and everyone's attention.
Just one thing I'd like to add in this is, with the graphic or the simple text, when we have a graphic, it tells a story, and it tells what we need, right? We want to be needed. The parents want to be needed. I want to be needed. If you got 50 people on the job that's being handled, I'm not going to be there. But if there's something that I'm needed for, and it's right there, and then I get to see the story, like the link to your Hope video, or just that hook, as he said, and then the details under, just more of a simple way. When I get the graphic, I'll read it every time, because I know that's, wow, somebody spent a lot of time doing that, and there's an important message in that, and it's pretty simple too. So, all right, and then the next big thing is that group talked about the TLC center in the south, somewhere around Flaria, which cross, possibly North Salt Lake, the Teen Living Center, which is amazing for me to see this. I'm kind of an outsider, I'm kind of the absent one, but I can see everything you're doing. It's really remarkable, as from my view, it's crazy. And then, of course, they're always talking and working on a micro enterprise for a thrift store, which would put a lot of kids to work, which would give a place for donors who hate their stuff in the secondary markets to the auction rats and the resellers to do something really good with these products that are in the market.
This is the secondary market.
That's like that right there. They don't want these sold and competing with their stores. They wanted to go somewhere good, somewhere where they're needed, right? They were so willing to give up that many packages of dough for people in need, but they weren't interested in having somebody run out there, open a big store, and get it all on eBay and all that other stuff. So that is where my background is, and there's a lot of people who really like to do really good things with the products that they can't put in the market.
In a business type setting, that still works, right?
Yeah, it has to be ran like a business, but it's all for the cattle store.
Well, thank you. This was perfect. This is exactly what the staff needs, and then we're going to keep coming back to these things before. Go ahead, Dan.
I just thought of being Christmas and these packages, what a great idea for neighbor gifts. But by way of communication, if everything we give had the little business card attached to it and we got it out in time for them to do the
junior high spree. Well, maybe we'll just include that on there.
Throw away the pizza bag once they're done, but maybe they'll keep the card.
Perfect. I like that. Okay, we'll work on putting some sort of card with them that directs them back to the foundation and the work that it does. Angie had mentioned that with the purchase of this, you helped a child in need, and so that it goes that direction.
If you're trying to sell thousands of them, if you like this dough, you can buy more after.
Right. Perfect. I love that.
You're going to sell them to the general public too, right?
This is going out on Peach Jar, and it's going out to the 10,000 employees, and then I'm hoping it goes out to all of your employees and your community groups and your neighborhood and your ecclesiastical groups, because there's a lot that needs to move. And I'd really love to empty John's warehouse before Christmas. So there's a little bit of the task of buy pizza dough, sell pizza dough, encourage people to buy and sell pizza dough.
And eat pizza.
And eat pizza is what we're doing.
Keep dough.
Keep dough.
No.
I haven't either, but guess what? You're all
sorry,
going to take
no,
it
I just
home
got it. We just unloaded this.
So there you go. I'm sure it's great.
I can't lie. I haven't tried it.
Yeah. All right. With that, is there anything? I did miss one thing as I was thanking everybody for their services of making Christmas. The Young Caring for the Young with our Kind Fund. Even though it's not a direct Christmas service, it's fully functional through Christmas, and we're funneling kids every single day that direction. So thank you.
Can I make just one ask there? We serve the foundation, and I think we've done 945 kids this year.
Right.
So around 150 grand. What we're trying to do is we're trying to connect it to where it can be paperless, which means an app, like, so if I walked into Walmart or Target, I can redeem. redeem the gift cards there at Walmart. If anybody knows anybody that like is connected to somebody high at surgery, either at Target or Walmart or Kohl's or something like that, because then we can just give them like in Indianapolis, we got a gift of $5 million that they want to start doing it out there, and we can just put it in their treasury and then it just comes out. That makes sense. Just a gift card to super cool. And any help connecting those dots will make it
perfect.
Be super
so, if anybody's got any thoughts, work directly with
she
Oliver
raised her hand. She has
on doing that.
Executive assistant for Target.
Okay. Anything else I've missed? Well, it's November and it's the month of gratitude. From my heart to yours, thank you for making the work in this organization possible. So, God bless you and your families, and I hope this next week is just full of joy and yummy food and Hallmark movies and squishy socks and all of those kinds of things. Love to you all. This work is our work. When you say you're on the outside, this is our work, and the power of we is impressive. What's that? They're for you to take. They're for you. Each one of you take a bag of pizza dough with you.
So I make sure that was clear.
Yes, go. Do not leave it here. Take it with you.
And see you on the 10th.
And I'll see you all on the 10th. Yes.
I think I brought enough that you can take one of each kind. If not, I can replace it. Try it and see.
Okay. Have a great one. Happy weekend.
Thank you.
Always. You always did.
No.
Thanks for letting me join your table.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our scribe.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay, take the cards with you. I'll get these out of the way.
Would you?
I would. I'm going to clean up now.
Yeah, everybody says accreditation instead of accreditation.
I know. I was like, wait a second, is that a different word or is it accreditation? And I've always just like heard it secondhand.
We all say
it's not a word I deal with on the daily.
But it really is accreditation.
Accreditation.
You're accredited.
I am accredited. Well, and that's what makes sense. Accredited is like, that's a team.
Right.
But I almost got thinking, like, is that a different word? But like accreditation is, but it's not. I know.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Hi. I'm a timeline man.
Timeline.
Timeline. I
have tons of
videos. You know, to me, the most powerful thing is the video. Like for the team
standards. Oh, I know. Really
so
that was good,
right?
That's it.
That's
it.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's so well made. It's like how I feel like if you distributed that in text, it would be an easy, quick thing to watch.
Yes, because for sure. Like,
hi, what are you doing? Thank you. Foundation. I know.
Did you say my name? Did you say Kara?
No,
I Kara.
Well,
oh, this Kara.
Other Kara.
No. I'm just trying to confuse people.
I was doing this.
I was like, well, you know,
my
visual.
Like,
I might.
You're all Kara. I know you're Kara.
We're all Kara.
If you just shout out Kara. It's fine. Like, I'm Kara.
And how unusual is it that you have two Karas?
I know. Isn't that just fine?
They should be a Carrie.
Right.
Everywhere.
With that.
Right. Carrie's there. We've got Carrie. But she's Kara with an H. And I'm Kara with no Kara.